مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? I wish everything is going perfect for you. Welcome to the second lesson of Master English Speaking number 3. Actually, in every lesson, we're going to learn many great useful phrases. These phrases are all used in different everyday English conversations, but unfortunately, many students don't know them. So don't worry. We're going to learn them, practice them, use them, and actually check them all. So in this lesson, I'm going to teach you 10 great ways to speak about talents and experience. So guys, are you ready? Are you excited to learn these 10 great phrases? If yes, let's get started. Okay, so let's start with the first phrase and sentence. She was born to dance, or we can say she was born to cook, or to drive, or to teach. So, to be very suitable for a particular job. So, if you are born to do something, you are very suitable for a particular job, activity, etc. For example, he was born to be a politician. And as you can see in this picture, she's a great dancer. And I can say, she was born to dance. Yes, let me tell you a little secret, guys. I'm very good at cooking, so I think I was born to cook. But nobody knows that. Okay, phrase number 2. He's natural. Yes, natural. I'm sure you have heard this word, this adjective, many times. So, natural. A natural person is a person regarded as having an innate gift or talent for a particular task or activity. As you can see in this picture, this little beautiful girl, I think she's natural. She can play the piano and she's very talented. Okay, that's great. Phrase number 3 is, she could do it in her sleep. Yes, she could do it in her sleep. Have you heard this phrase? What does it mean? She could do it in her sleep. To be able to do something so easily that you don't need to think about it, especially because you have done it so many times before. So we can say, for example, I have driven there so many times, I could do it in my sleep. Yes, I don't need to think about it. As you can see in this picture, this guy can drive anywhere because he could do it in his sleep. He knows where the pharmacy is, where the hospital is, and he can drive there easily. He could do it in his sleep. Yes, that's a very nice phrase. Phrase number 4. He knows it inside out. He knows it inside out. Means to know something very thoroughly and very completely. Yes, inside out means very thoroughly and very completely. As you can see in this picture, Jack knows the book inside out. He knows the book thoroughly, very completely. Phrase number 5 is, he knows New York like the back of his hands. I'm sure you have heard this phrase and this sentence before because it's really, really useful and really, really common. To know something like a back of your hand means to know something, especially a place, very well. Yes, I know my city like the back of my hand, actually. I know where the hospital is, where my school is, where the universities are. So I know it like the back of my hand. Yes. Thank you. Phrase number 6. She's a walking encyclopedia of philosophy, English, physics, or any other subject. So, to be the walking encyclopedia of something is a person who has an impressive knowledge of facts or words. To be honest with you guys, actually my father is the walking encyclopedia of philosophy. He knows everything. He has a great knowledge about the facts, about the words of philosophy. Number 7. He is in a class of his own. He is in a class of his own. So if someone is in a class of their own, they have more of a particular skill or quality than anyone else. For example, my uncle, he can fix cars, he can cook, and he can sing. I think he is in a class of his own. Yes, absolutely. Phrase number 8, he's the best in business, which means to have a great experience in something. Some people are the best in English. For example, I think I'm the best in cooking, and I'm the best in teaching. Maybe you are the best in, in fixing computers, in designing games, in decoration. Everybody, I think, is the best in something. And phrase number 9, she's very gifted. So I think phrase number 2 and 9 are the same almost. So, she's very gifted means having exceptional talent or natural ability, as you can see in this picture. Her name is Sarah, and I think Sarah is very gifted. She can play the violin professionally. Yes, she's very gifted. And the last phrase is, he's a chemistry whiz. Do you know the meaning of whiz? Have you heard this word? Actually, it says informal word. So, whiz is a person who is extremely clever at something. For example, in this picture you can see Steve Jobs. Yes, everybody knows him. And I believe he's a computer whiz. Yes, he's a computer whiz. He's very clever in fixing, in designing, creating computers. So, that's it. And that was... actually, the last phrase, we learned 10 great and useful phrases. Actually, we use these phrases in everyday conversations. Try to learn them, try to understand them, write them down. But don't worry, we're going to use all of these phrases in different clips, in different movies. And we're going to help you understand them more in different contexts. We're going to use these phrases in real situations so you guys can understand them better. And don't forget to ask me for any questions. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome back and welcome to part number 2 of phrases we learned about actually talents and experiences. We're going to use all of these phrases in different contexts, in different situations, so you can understand them better. So, are you ready? Let's get started. So, as you can see in this picture, this young man is from Japan, and he's disabled, but he's very gifted. He has strong hands. Actually, he's natural. So, yes, gifted and natural. When we speak about a person who is very talented, we say that he is gifted and natural, as we studied before. That's great. So, as you can see in this picture, my uncle is really good at designing websites and fixing computers. I believe he's a computer whiz. Yes, a very, very clever person. Computer whiz. So, situation number 3, as you can see, these little two girls are playing chess, and Lily, the one on the left, she's really good at playing chess, and she's making fast moves, so I guess she could do it in her sleep. Yes, she can play chess without thinking too much about which move to make. Yeah, that's perfect phrase. And here, as you can see, Ted knows everything about his city. He completely knows where the subway stations are. So I guess he knows this city like the back of his hand. Yes, he knows everything about this city. He knows the city like the back of his hand. Good for you, handsome man. Here, I think you can recognize his job. This man, I think, is a cook and chef. Yes, his name is Michael. Michael is a great chef. He makes great dishes and everybody loves his cooking. So, actually, he was born to cook. Yes, he was born to cook. He's very, very suitable for this job. I completely agree with this sentence. Okay, we try to use all of these phrases in different real situations, and I hope you have learned them. And in the next part, we're gonna use all of these phrases in different clips, movies, so you can get more familiar with them and understand the real pronunciation from native speakers. Okay, let's jump to the next lesson. Welcome back, dear learners. This is the time you should check yourself and see if you can still remember these phrases and these essential important words we learned in this lesson about talents and experiences. So, as you know, I'm going to ask you some questions and I'm going to give you some seconds to think and answer my questions. So, if you cannot answer my questions and if you cannot remember or understand these phrases, I suggest you to come back and review the phrases. So, are you ready? Let's get started. What do you call a person who's very clever in something? Huh? What do you call him? Can you remember the phrase and the word? Actually, we say whiz. Yes. He's a computer whiz, which means this person is very, very smart and clever in computer stuff. Okay, I hope you have answered this question correctly. Question number two. Mariam can type very fast and she doesn't even look down. Or she doesn't even need to think about it. She can do it easily. So, how would you say it? What phrase can you use to describe her? A person who can do something without thinking too much. We usually say, yes, she can do it in her sleep. Exactly, that's it. She can do it in her sleep. She can do it without thinking too much. She can do it very easily. Question number three. Which phrase would you use to describe a person who has a great knowledge of facts and science and philosophy? I told you about my father. He has great knowledge about philosophy. So what would you say? Yes, we say he's a walking encyclopedia of philosophy. He has a great knowledge of philosophy. That's it. And the last question. Two words we can use to describe a person who's talented. That's a pretty easy question, and I think you guys know the answer. So the first word is natural. She's natural, which means she's talented. Or we can say she's gifted. Yes, which means she's talented. So that's the end of actually this test and exam. I hope you have answered my questions correctly. If not, please go back and review those great phrases. And please do not forget to ask me for any questions. So we have finished lesson number one, and this is the time to start lesson number two. Perfect. Goodbye for now.